Just to order. I'm going to ask director from the city of Anaheim, Natalie Meeks, to lead us this evening.
Rise, ready, begin.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Well, for which stands one nation.
Madam Clerk, if you will call the roll, please.
Roll call, Director Amezquita.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green. Director Jung. Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Sheldon. Director Tran. Director Wigan. Director Yeo. Okay, you do have a quorum of the board with seven directors present.
Great. Our first item is we're going to recognize our Employee of the Year, and I will turn it over to Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I want to describe what the Employee of the Year program is first, and then we'll have Roy and Dave come up to the podium. So we began the Employee of the Month quarter year program back in April 2003. The program was established to recognize outstanding OCWD employees and to acknowledge their contributions to the district. Employees had the opportunity to vote and elect the Employee of the Year. The Employee of the Year candidates included the four Employee of the Quarter participants. As Employee of the Year, Dave will receive the following acknowledgement on the Orange County Water District website, 2 days off with pay, recognition at an all-employee meeting, a $40 Amazon gift card, a letter of commendation from the general manager, and an Employee of the Year Crystal Award presented at tonight's board meeting. With that, I ask Roy and Dave to come up.
All right, you didn't mention the Trump Bitcoin that's also given out for the no. So it's my pleasure.
Parking space as well, Roy?
Oh, I'm not sure. You can use mine if you want. He's always in the field. He never needs a parking place. He lives up to his name. He's in the field a lot. So, but tonight I'm happy to introduce Dave once again. You were here for the Employee of the Quarter not too long ago. Dave is being recognized for his role as the project manager for the construction of the BS-29 monitoring well cluster in Huntington Beach. This project was completed last year, 2024, and it was an exceptionally difficult drilling project due to some hydrogeologic conditions. We had flowing sands, unstable formations, and so it was a real challenge. And it also was on a very tight location right up against neighbors' homes. And he had a lot of interest from the neighborhoods, including folks in other government agencies like Caltrans and things. So at the outset of the project, neighbor complaints were received at multiple levels of local city government and at OCWD. This level of scrutiny required Dave to provide a high level of field oversight and having to work on his days off a number of times. He did it without complaint. He's not a complainer. He's a veteran. He's been through it, so this is nothing for him. After numerous on-site conversations responding to neighbor concerns, Dave received complimentary remarks from the neighbors. The same people that were complaining afterward were saying, "This guy really knows what he's doing, and we appreciate all of his support." So he turned them right around just with listening and responding to them. So I just will close by saying, without individuals like Dave at the Water District, we wouldn't have the outstanding reputation that we have within the community. So I'm really proud to work with Dave. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have an award and so we're all going to take a photo here together, the whole board.
Thank you.
Jason, did you get to go?
Great. Now we have the recognition of employees for 20 or more years of service. Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. We actually did this in December, recognizing employees for years of service, but we had one employee who was unavailable that night, and that was Jason Dadakis. So we wanted to recognize him and get a picture of him with the board also. So let me give you a little bit about Jason here. Jason's talents were quickly noticed when he began work at Orange County Water District. Within 5 years, he was promoted to the Director of Health and Regulatory Affairs. Currently, he serves as the Executive Director of Water Quality and Technical Resources. During his career, Jason has worked his way up to being an industry expert in water quality and regulatory issues. Jason is often consulted by other agencies for his knowledge and insight on water quality issues. Jason is one of the most knowledgeable people on PFAS issues, and he has helped guide the district through this complicated and difficult subject. He oversees the research, water quality, and lab departments, and the permitting of the groundwater replenishment system. Jason is involved with several water industry agencies and associations, and is routinely contacted to provide presentations on various water industry technical matters. With that, I'd like to congratulate Jason and present him with this, and also ask the board again to come over to the side. That's it.
Would be too much work.
Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Great. Now's the time for visitor participation. If anyone would like to address the board at this time on items that are not on our agenda, that are within our jurisdiction. No one in the chamber, and I see no one online. That'll bring us to the consent calendar. The consent calendar consists of items 1 through 7, and they'll be asked for by cards to pull an item.
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung? Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Tran? Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with 8 yes votes, with Directors Nguyen and Sheldon absent.
That'll bring us to informational items. The first item is we're going to receive from the National Water Research. Kevin Hardy is here, who leads. John, did you want to tee it up?
Yeah, I'll just introduce Kevin Hardy, the executive director of the National Water Research Institute. And he's here tonight just to give an update to the board on the NWRI and some of their recent activities.
Great. And Kevin, welcome. And if you could maybe, we have some newer directors here, and if you could let them know where you're housed, actually.
Yeah, I think is this mic on? I'm not sure. I'm getting a red. Can you hear me? Okay, good. First of all, Honorable Chair and directors, welcome. I am Kevin Hardy, and I am indeed the Executive Director of the National Water Research Institute that's based here in Fountain Valley on the campus of the Orange County Water District. For those of you who don't have some of the history on NWRI, it's really an important organization for you to have some awareness in your role as a director here at OCWD. The organization was created in 1991, and its original theory, it was designed as a mechanism for the Irvine family to help generate the seminal research that was required to support water resources management through water recycling. There was very limited knowledge known back in the early times. Some of the first work was on things like riverbank filtration. How did that improve water quality in communities around Europe and around the United States when riverbanks filtered the water if they were polluted? So obviously we've come a long way since those days, but what NWRI did during that initial phase, while it gave away almost $30 million for that basic research, was create a culture within the water research community that exists today that have two really important principles that really came from NWRI and from Orange County. First is this idea that there needs to be collaborative effort in research, that we can do it together better, and that we can find solutions to these complicated problems if we work together and we find more actionable and implementable solutions if we collaborate. The other one was for everybody to have a little piece of the skin in the game. So we're all, NWRI was always looking for matching funds. And to this day, you see this collaborative and matching funding kind of an approach still existing in the water resources research world. That money, though, had a kind of time frame, because it helped create what today is a multi-billion-dollar worldwide water research marketplace. And NWRI's in a local entity like NWRI is not going to sustain in that role. And as it grew and built through research, a part of the enterprise began advising utilities, began advising regulators on the important elements of water recycling policy, technology, validation, understanding how we're protecting public health, and being able to use water recycling as part of our water resources management strategy. So over time, as the money for that basic research began to be used up, NWRI began to build an independent advisory practices that is thriving today. When I joined NWRI in 2017, we were generating about $1 million a year in advisory services revenue, and that is today where the bulk of our revenue comes. But the reason I'm here tonight is to say thank you to the board of directors, because OCWD was a founding member of NWRI in 1991, has continued to be a member of NWRI's board of directors since then, have been part of our JPA. And that's a big commitment. There's a $50,000 commitment that goes with it. We couldn't do our work without that. You've got five other members that join in that work at the Irvine Ranch Water District, the Inland Empire Utilities Agency, at the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, at the Metropolitan Water District, and I'm forgetting somebody right now. Oh, no, it's Orange County Sanitation. So the partnership is strong. The board of directors provides a really low-risk environment for people, the directors from these different agencies, to get together, exchange ideas, and work on these important projects, not just for the benefit of Orange County, not just for the benefit of promoting water reuse efficiency, but also to help share this knowledge and transfer this knowledge around the nation, where we see water risk increasing around the United States. We have panels in seven states right now, that Maryland and Virginia, where you don't typically associate water stress. Oklahoma, why is there water stress in Oklahoma? Well, they have their reasons, and a lot of them are the same that we have here. But over the 30 years, we've served over 140 clients. We've written over 400 reports. And the work that we do is something that OCWD should be proud of. We're certainly proud of that work. And I'd like to share with you the work that we're working on this year. I'd like to encourage you to interrupt me anytime you might have a question. Or if you want to learn more about some of the things I'll tell you about here in a few minutes we're working on this year, feel free anytime to reach out to me by email or talk to the staff. I'm an easy person to find. And I think we can kind of drill down on some of these issues. They're really fascinating. I feel super blessed to be doing this work. So let me show you a little, and I'm super excited about what we're working on this year because we continue to do really, really important work. But we have a public entity, so we got to comply with all the rules. And so doing the JPA and the 501c3 legal requirements, all very important. You can see that we have nine things here. And let me start with agreements, because I'll hit the things that are completed already, because that's the easiest way to do this. Is that for, hey, we wanted to get a clean audit. Got that. So that's underway. Another really important piece of work, not just for Orange County Sand, but for dischargers and for water recycling in California, is a review of an independent coupled oceanography model that's been developed by SCORP that ultimately will be used to help permit outfalls and discharges into the Pacific Ocean. It's a very complicated modeling scheme. If anybody knows anything about modeling, the famous saying is all models are wrong, some are useful. This happens to be a model that's a combined model, which anybody who knows anything about modeling, the first thing they tell you is don't combine models, right? Yeah, it's tough. But we've had a very successful panel process there so far. We're moving into a new phase of the project where we're going to provide some direct advice through a project steering committee to the State Water Resources Control Board. And we're hopeful that we can continue on with this work. It's important because it lies kind of at the heart of the technical end game on water recycling and discharges into the Pacific Ocean. So we're working on that. I'll show you a slide here in just a second on the Clark Prize. We always have a lot of fun at the Clark Prize. And the other thing that we thought was has been a really good adder from our board of directors here this last year or so is Chair Eli has had our staff give presentations. So it's not just me filibustering for an hour and a half while we have our meeting. And the board's really enjoyed that part of the work. Here's our Clark Prize recipient. The Clark Prize is given every year by NWRI. To a researcher who demonstrates both excellence in their research and translates that research into important public health decisions. Amy Childress has been part of the NWRI community for about 10 years. She's a legacy laureate. Her PhD advisor was a laureate, Dr. George Chabanagloss. So Amy's been around our community a while. We were pleased to see her win. We had a great event on October the 5th here in Irvine, and hopefully you can join us at our next event. We're not sure that's going to be, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. And here's why. Let's talk about some of the things we're still working on. I mentioned the compliance. That's always an ongoing issue. We're also working on adding a member agency. We feel like adding a member agency to the NWRI family might make some sense right now. The board of directors and I have been working on a strategy, like for who do we approach and on what level. And then I think we're at the point now where we're ready for some action planning to go out and actually start recruiting a new member or two. So we're working on that and hope to have that finished by the end of the year. Number five is an incredibly important work that we're doing through a group of PIs that I'm helping to lead. And what the CalVal project, and you see here, has been funded by the Water Research Foundation, 5277, is the first phase of an effort that ultimately will result, if we're successful, in providing a technically based set of guidance for accepting the performance for attenuating chemicals and microorganisms in recycled water and in recycled water processes in a way that utilities can predict in their design, can expect when they're being permitted to operate, and can expect to be enforced over time. The difficulty today is we've got, in a world where now DPR is also on the stage for us, we've got not just the folks in Sacramento are concerned about public health, as they should be. We've got the regional boards, as they should be and always have been. You've got the local drinking water folks involved now. So we've got different sets of eyes on these projects that have been there before. So it's important to set a technological, engineering-based, science-based standard for how these systems operations are evaluated from a public health standpoint. Jason Dadakis is one of our co-PIs, and we're really excited to get through phase one. And in phase two, if we're successful, we'll produce some guidance documents that DDW can actually implement and use, and we can begin to use across the state. This is a long haul, and we're only in year one, so you'll hear me talk about this one for a few more years. I also mentioned that we're not quite sure what we're going to do with the Clark Prize. The mission of the Clark Prize is to kind of translate NWRI's work into the broader community. And as we've kind of run through all of the Irvine's family's funding for the Clark Prize, and the Clark Prize has had to turn into kind of a sustainable, its own sustainable enterprise, we've begun to hit on some themes working with the laureates that we think will really supercharge the program. So we're looking forward to a new sort of program that's built around a postdoc or a graduate student who can do some research on a really important subject around water resources management that we can build into the Clark Prize that will attract a certain amount of attention, but it'll also bring a little more prestige to both the Clark Prize, the laureates who are doing the work, and to NWRI as well. So we're hopeful that the Clark Prize can grow into even a bigger event than it is already, and we're pretty confident that we can be. And then number eight is what I'm doing right now. I'm probably about halfway through my annual trip around the boards of directors to see everyone and tell them what we're doing. Looking ahead to 2025, we have a board rotation policy, so we work through our chair as a member of the as the agencies kind of proceed through the years. We do a 2-year rotation on our chair. So in 2025, we'll rotate. Dennis Bildo is going to be the chair because it's OCWD's turn. He'll move up, and then Jesus Gonzalez from the Los Angeles Department of Water Power will be the vice chair. So we're looking forward to working with Jesus then, and looking with working with Dennis. And before I go any further, I should say that we were sad to see Director Green go. Kathy's been on the board at NWRI since I've been there, and so it was a pleasure working with you, Kathy. Appreciate your support over all these years. I look forward to working with Dennis and Director Yo. We appreciate your support. Thank you very much. Looking forward to, you know, kind of close it out. The staff's working on, we have 14 different active advisory engagements. We're active in both of the big reuse projects in Los Angeles. We're active in the big DPR project in San Diego. We're active in the big DPR project in San Jose. We've got these 14 active projects that continue to be the thing that drives our growth. And I think that as we continue growing with both this independent advisory program and the Clark Prize, you can expect NWRI to be growing too. I think we'll probably be adding some staff this year to meet the demand for our services. And bring this all back to you all's support. Again, as a founding member of NWRI and a continuing member of NWRI, we couldn't be any more pleased with the partnership that we have with OCWD. One of the things that, if you haven't had the pleasure of living through one of my contract negotiations and approving my contract, one of the things that OCWD is, they employ me in a contractual relationship with NWRI to provide a format for NWRI to stay sustainable in that part of its enterprise. So really important things that are, you know, think about where we're housed here. We've got this long history, and we really couldn't do our work without you. So I appreciate your support. Be happy to answer any questions, and I look forward to doing even more exciting things in 2025.
Thank you for that update. Anybody have any questions for Kevin?
Mr. President, my microphone.
Can't hear you.
Tell me, regarding your modeling of outfall, you mentioned that in the state water control, that include for desalinization.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part.
That include for desalinization.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good question. I don't see why they wouldn't use it for the outfalls or for any discharger. That said, I'm not sure how they would use it for any discharger yet. So I believe that ocean acidification is an issue that is going to be concerned with a desal discharge as well. I'm looking at Jason over here, but.
What are you modeling then?
I'm sorry?
What are you modeling? What type of discharge in the outfall?
Well, I'm not modeling anything. What they're trying to, what they're modeling, what SCORP has purported to model is the effects of ocean acidification and hypoxia in the Southern California Bight. And that model has produced a general first order response and says that there's habitat compression and other concerns of an environmental nature for a variety of different benthic and other flora and fauna that live in the bight. So the question is, how to what extent are wastewater and other discharges contributing to that ocean acidification and habitat compression? So that's kind of the modeling idea. And then the theory would be then if the discharges are contributing, if we can understand that contribution, we can model it and then tell them how to reduce that amount and thereby improve
probably
that.
The sewer discharge.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the sewer discharges. But I think, but I think, frankly, as you think about it, we've been thinking about it from that perspective. I'm not sure that the regional boards or state board would be thinking about it on that in that sort of a limited way. They might be thinking about it of all discharges. Yeah.
Okay. Questions? Mr. Hardy, thank you very much for your presentation. Okay, though, we'll move on to the Metropolitan Water District Conjunctive Use Storage Program update. And we're lucky Director Jung is actually a director at MET, but we're going to have Mr. Kennedy probably give us an update on that.
Yes, Mr. President, I wanted to pass along some good news we received from Metropolitan Water District. This is our large storage program we have with Metropolitan. We allow Metropolitan to store up to 66,000 acre feet of water in our groundwater basin. And in 2003, I can still remember the signing ceremony in this room in 2003. You had been there also, Director Bilodeau.
Signed it, yes.
That's okay. And the agreement was for 25 years. And so the agreement was going to terminate in 2028, 3 years from now. But the Metropolitan staff notified me that they would like to terminate the agreement now. They don't think they're going to need our program anymore. That's good news to us because when Metropolitan stores water in our groundwater basin, and then they will ask us to pump it out, we have to perform and pump it out. That's how the program works. But because of PFAS, we don't have as much pumping capacity as we normally would. So we could have problems performing pumping stored water out of our groundwater basin. So I'm happy that they would like to terminate the program earlier. We did receive over $30 million in compensation for the program, but I will be bringing a staff report to the board in a few months recommending we terminate the program about 3 years. I wanted to pass that along.
Huh. Any, is there anything we're foregoing as a result of terminating early?
No. Yeah, we've already received all the money we're going to receive. Not foregoing anything.
Like a deal. Any questions? Okay. Thank you, John. Let's move on. Next is the SAPA update. I did participate in the SAPA meeting. The big item on the agenda was a rotation of officers because Director Whitaker was the chairman. WD is now in the back of the line. So in terms of the I'd say that was the biggest item, and the rest of the agenda is contained in the packet. That'll bring us to the water resources report.
That information is in the packet, and I can answer any questions.
Questions? Move on to committee conference meeting reports. Joint Planning Committee meeting. I participated in that meeting on property management meeting, Chair Sheldon. Environment Committee, Chair Wygan.
Yes, those items are located in the very last page of the agenda packet.
Now, are there any reports from directors on committees, conferences, or meetings? Form of the board was present. Okay, that'll bring us to verbal reports. President's reports. I have no pressing issues to report on. General manager's report.
Nothing to report.
Any director's reports this evening? Seeing none, the general counsel report.
Okay. Well, we do have one closed session. Conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. OCWD's designated representative will be President Bilodeau. And the non-represented employee will be the general manager. With that, recommend recess to closed session.
Hey, we've returned from a conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. And I'm pleased to announce there are no reportable.
Right, thank you. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.